Up next on the G&M Family Market phone line, it's the coach of the Maine Black Bear basketball team, Bob Walsh, joining us. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. How's your day so far?
It's going well. A lot of preparation for this weekend. 3 games in 3 days. So we, got the day off from practice, but getting a lot of film work done.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk first about what happened last weekend with you on the road down to Virginia. And I think a couple of impressive games, a very competitive contest with Virginia Tech, and then the comfortable win over Longwood. Talk about what went well for you.
Yeah, I thought we stood up well against Virginia Tech. We handled the atmosphere and everything as a team. We were connected. We were together. We let them get ahead of us in transition in the second half, but we felt like our half-court defense against Virginia Tech was pretty good when they didn't get out in transition, and we really took care of the ball. So we were able to correct our issues with transition defense heading into Longwood, and we kept them out of transition. We guarded them really well in the half court. You know, we held them to about 37%, and you know, we got 8 kills in that game, which is 3 stops in a row, 8 different times. And then we took care of the ball again. We only had 7 turnovers, and that allowed us to control the game in the second half and come away with the win.
And offensively, certainly a lot of guys contributing, but two seem to stand out, the work of Ilker Ur and Wes Myers, both contributing very well in the game at Longwood.
Yeah, both of them are natural scorers, but they bring more than that to the table. You know, Wes did a great job on the glass. I think he had 8 rebounds from the guard spot in that game. And Ilker, you know, knocked down a couple of shots end of the first half, beginning of the second half to open the game up a little bit. But he also is an aggressive rebounder. And we just feel like we're pretty versatile on offense. When we share the ball, we get the ball moving, and we take care of the basketball. I mean, 11 turnovers against Virginia Tech, just 7 against Longwood. That allows us to be effective, and Wes and Ilker are two guys that have really stepped up and scored for us.
And so what's the next step for you as you continue your progression and your improvement as the season goes on?
You know, winning has to make us hungry. That's what we talked about this week. You know, we have to be able to handle winning. I mean, we controlled the game, and we felt good about it, but hopefully that allows our guys to believe in what's possible. And, you know, we walked away from that weekend thinking we have a chance to be pretty good. But we have to understand how we have to do that. We've got to defend in the half court really tough. We've got to share the ball. We've got to take care of the ball. So we had a really great practice yesterday with a ton of energy, and I think the guys, you know, are really excited about being able to win. So we got to get better these next two days. We're facing really good competition 3 days in a row.
Yeah, you've got BU, then Northeastern, and LIU Brooklyn. What are the various strengths and weaknesses of each of those three opponents?
Yeah, BU, picked to finish second in their league. They're, you know, a versatile team, have an inside score and an outside score. They'll play different defenses. I think one of the things we'll see all weekend is multiple defense. You know, Northeastern played a lot of zone last night when they beat Connecticut at Connecticut. And LIU is a little bit more athletic, a little bit more physical, more of a pressure deny team. So we'll see some man-to-man, sort of some soft man, some zone, and some pressure. And we'll see a lot of attacking and penetrate and kick type of offense. So we've got to be prepared to stop the ball and get to shooters.
Speaking of Connecticut basketball, what's up with the Connecticut men to start the year?
Yeah, really surprising. I mean, Wagner's a good team. You know, they beat us last year, and they have most of their team coming back. But we went into Connecticut last year, and that is a tough, tough place to survive, let alone to win. Starting out 0-2 in stores is not very common. But, you know, Northeastern's a really good team. I was really impressed. I just got done watching the tape, and when we see them Sunday, we'll have our hands full.
We're talking with Maine men's basketball coach Bob Walsh here on Downtown. Also, the word came out of a new addition to the Black Bears for the future. Tell us a little bit about the guard you got coming in from Maryland, Isaiah White.
Yeah, we're excited. He fills a position of need, which is he's an athletic, versatile wing, which is something we really don't have right now on the roster with size. You know, he's a 6'5 athlete, so he can guard multiple positions. I think he can end up being a stopper for us, who can guard probably 1 through 4 in a lot of games for us. And he's a scorer. He can shoot from 3. He's got a good pull-up game. He can get to the rim, and he can score in transition. So we're excited about what he can do to help us on both sides. And He absolutely loved it here on his visit. You know, he went to the bookstore and bought a bunch of Maine gear, and when we left, we felt good about how excited he is to be a Black Bear. So that's really cool.
And he's going to have 3 years of eligibility, right?
He will, and he's got some experience. So he redshirted a year at UNC Asheville, and he's playing a year at Harford Community College. So he'll come in as a sophomore and be a little bit older. He's a mature kid, and hopefully he can contribute right away.
Now, we've got about 10 days before the Black Bears come back home to the Cross Center. What is it the fans are going to like about your team this year?
Hopefully our toughness and how connected we are. We're really starting to develop a mentality where we play for each other and where our guys take ownership of what we're doing every day, as opposed to sort of being compliant and doing what's asked of them. So I think this is a team you can see when they play that we're playing for one another, and hopefully our fans will really enjoy that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Hey, Bob, we appreciate you, as always, making time for us this afternoon. Safe travels and good luck down in the Boston area this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Really appreciate it.
That's Bob Walsh. He joins us every Wednesday afternoon here talking Maine basketball on downtown. Our Black Bear reports are presented by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service, everything from oil changes to engine jobs, and from experienced local people you can trust. You visit the website, too, at BennettAutoCenter.com. And we've said it before. Bennett's just always there when you need him, always there to bail you out.
Bail me out so many times.
You know, I would like to think I would plan ahead for car needs, but I feel like every time I go to Bennett, it's like, oh, Tom, can you help me? Can you do it now?
Yeah. Well, I have to make that plea with him on Monday about tires because I put it off too long, and I need tires for my truck, and I didn't take care of it, and Tom reminded me in late October that you need some new sneakers on your rig, and I... Yeah, so they'll bail me out on Monday. I'll get new tires.
Good. That's good. Glad they'll take care of you. They're the folks to see. It's Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Rich Kimble here with you on this Wednesday afternoon program. Hey,